From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Today, the early numbers are in. Data being released every day has a common theme. When applied correctly, social distancing is helping in the fight against coronavirus. But we cannot relax. On the phone from his office at Oregon Health and Sciences University, Doctor of Public Health Carlos Crespo explains what he sees is making us successful so far, what scares him as we move forward, and how he says you can protect the progress we are making. It is Tuesday, March 31st, and this is the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Dr. Crespo, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Let's go back to before this strain of the coronavirus turned into a worldwide crisis. What did you do every day at work?
I'm a professor in the School of Public Health. I teach epidemiology. I teach research methods in health and fitness. I have a partnership with universities in the Pacific Rim.
Prior to this, how did what you do every day relate to infectious diseases?
So that's a good question because I do epidemiological work, mostly in chronic disease. I had maybe one or two lectures in epidemiology are on infectious diseases.
When did you first become concerned about COVID-19?
So I keep track of the news. In January, we learned about the COVID-19 in China. We learned that it was new. Then I had a trip to American Samoa. I arrived to American Samoa. There were three nurses that were screening people before they got into the island, and they had a public health mandate to do it. At the time, I remember I had a conversation with a fellow at a meeting, and there were about 30-something thousand cases in China. And I told the fellow, that number is going to be over 75,000 by the end of the week, and actually ended up being more than 75,000.
Dr. Crespo, can you explain why social distancing and a policy of social distancing is so important when it comes to controlling a contagious disease?
So social distancing is not something that applies to every contagious disease. In this specific case, the virus attaches to air drops, droplets that comes out of our mouth. We have identified 6 feet, 2 meters, as a good enough distance for air droplets not to reach somebody else. That's why we call it social distancing. That's why it's so important that we keep enough distance.
Keeping each other out of our own airspace, for lack of a better term, keeps us safer.
Yeah.
Dr. Crespo, I want to know if you agree with this statement. Preliminary numbers show social distancing is working.
Yes. We are sandwiched between two hotspots. We have Washington. The major hotspot is Seattle Metro, Kirtland, and we have San Francisco and LA. The virus does not recognize the Columbia River, does not recognize the California border. The virus goes wherever we go. This is human to human spread. We still have a free flow of humans across the state. There are people going to California. There are people coming from Washington and freely moving. And that is of concern, primarily because at some point they will have interaction with other humans. So the virus is likely to spread unless we implement very strict criteria, guidelines, regulations to remain in place. Oregon is lucky enough that doesn't have as many cases, but the cases are not going down. We still have cases going up every day. When we say preliminary data, I would say early data, but I don't know if it's a good message because then people get complacent.
Well, that was exactly where I wanted my next question to go. If we're seeing some positives in the numbers, early numbers as they may be, what are you afraid that might happen to undo the progress we seem to be making?
We cannot lower our guard. You might be able to think that the curve is getting flattened. There are still people who have the virus that don't know that they have the virus. And the reason the curve is flattening is because those people have remained home.
Would you be in favor of increased restrictions?
I don't know what else we could do, because then it could be extremely disruptive. It's hard enough as it is. You and I and many people know how difficult it is to stay in place. If you make it extremely restrictive, then we have a social crisis also. If you become extremely restrictive, you might have food shortages. So we have enough knowledge of what has happened in other countries to know that if we adhere to staying at home, to being very careful who interacts with whom and keeping the distance, and then everybody doing their part, that we can flatten the curve. I don't think it's going to be 100% effective. I think there's going to be some cracks here and there, and we learn from them. But we all have to do our parts.
Dr. Crespo, thank you for spending some time with me. What would you say scares you the most?
Two things scares me. One is we have a credibility crisis. For many years, we have been told lies. Somebody that we're supposed to believe says a lie, then you think it's the opposite. And then something this serious happens, and you are not sure what to believe. We have this vacuum. Ignorance could be hugely damaging to the health of the public. People are confused. There are multiple messages, and that's scary. So we need consistency in the message. The other part, we know who's at higher risk, which is older people and people who the immune system is compromised. But when I start seeing mortality in people who otherwise were not at risk of dying from the virus, that also scares me, because it tells me that either our approaches are not working out, or that the virus, for some reason, is kicking it up a notch or doing something else to actually impact people's immune system who were not normally immunocompromised. I think for the most part, we shouldn't panic. I think there is a hysteria because it's everywhere. It's a virus that spreads easily, but it's not very virulent, which doesn't make you that sick for the most part. Most people survive the virus, so we should thank what we have and take care of the things that we have control over.
Thank you very much, sir. Also today, Washington state health officials told Coin6 their system for tracking medical test results has been overwhelmed by testing for COVID-19. The backlog has created a delay in releasing new coronavirus numbers in the state, and it is not clear when it will be fully functional again. And the Oregon Department of Education issued guidance to the public schools in the state to have systems in place to begin statewide distance learning on April 13th. I am Ian Costello for the Coin Podcast Network. Stay safe, stay home if you can, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.